A deadly cyclone, a flood that left thousands without homes, the abduction of a child, an outlaw on the run terrorizing a town. These are just some of Virginia's stories preserved in song for the ages. And many have found a resting place at Ferrum College's Blue Ridge Institute Museum in Franklin County. They're part of the Deathly Lyrics website that stemmed from an exhibit there on Native Virginia ballads. Roddy Moore is the Institute's director.
We were looking for songs that were about events or places in Virginia, and probably outside of the wreck of the old 97, the Claude Allen and Sidna Allen ballads are the best known for events or things that took place in Virginia.
The wreck of old 97. That was in 1903 when a mail train vaulted off a curved trestle as it approached Danville. 11 people were killed, and the photographs ran in newspapers across the country.
He was found in that wreck with his hand on the throttle. He was scalded to death with a steam.
And Sidna and Claude Allen? Both uncle and nephew have their own song, memorializing a courthouse gun battle in Carroll County in the mountain town of Hillsville. 5 were killed, 7 wounded, and 2 were executed in the story of a family versus the local political machine of 1912.
Come all you rounders if you want to hear a story about a brave mountaineer. Sidney Allen was the villain's name that he trotted at the courthouse watching run his game.
One of the kings of country music wrote another Virginia ballad after living through the horror himself.
Ballad of the Cyclone of Rye Cove, which was down in Scott County, Virginia, and it's about a cyclone that hit a school, tore the roof off, destroyed a building, and a number of young children were killed. A.P. Carter wrote that song of the Carter family, and he actually came up and saw what had taken place and helped get some of the people out of the building.
When the cyclone appeared, it darkened the air. Yet the lightning flashed over the sky.
And then there's the near-forgotten story of Freda Bolt, the Floyd County schoolteacher who went off to elope with her beau.
He found out she was pregnant, so he attempted to kill her, strangled her, dumped her body, came back the next day, found out that she had not passed away yet, and did finally do the gruesome job of killing her. And it was discovered that he had been the one that had done this, and they tricked him into tying a knot. He was a sailor, and he did a bowline knot, and he had used a bowline knot to tie her up.
The bitter pain and anguish no mortal can tell.
There's great lore about this song. There were stories that the family tried to have it taken off the air, that the family would sue anyone that sang the song in public. So there was as much lore about the song as there was what had happened.
Another woman living in lyrics is Katie Sage, who at age 5 in 1792 was abducted from her home in Grayson County. Her family found her some 50 years later in Kansas, living with an Indian tribe. Bound to her Native American lifestyle, she refused to return to Virginia.
Poor Katie could live no longer. Her life was taken away. She was buried on an Indian reservation and is sleeping silent today.
But generations after these happenings, is there any truth left in the telling?
As we know, things and interpretations do change over time. Our idea of how things took place change over time. Are they correct? Who knows? But in the mind of the believers, they are.
Moore says while there have been tragedies all over Virginia, the bulk of the recorded ballads came from the mountains, likely connected to the Scots-Irish influence. But oral tradition is found in every form of song, and there are now new brands of ballads, with stories told in rap, even parody. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.